Worshippers cry.
Worshippers cry.
See, I don't have time to subtly pry and give grammatical dimensions or meanings to worshippers cry, but I'll try.
Try.
Wait.
Wait.
Pause.
Pause.
Stop. Let's rewind to the beginning. Yes, I mean Genesis, the lexis nexis and premise of our existence. Yes, come with me to Genesis, the double two raised to power five, where Abraham, the father of fathers and of faith, told the servant that he and the boy would travel farther and there we will worship. This was not a worship with the worship of musical instruments and orchestrated sonorous symphony, but of love and of truth, and of obedience and of sacrifice, and of humility and faith, not of high service or compulsion or hypocritism, but of an understanding that the mountain to which he has come is not that of gloom or darkness or blackness in Jerusalem or Samaria, or a denomination in solemn cement or fabricated walls of doctrines and of works, but to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or comprehend, including giving him another child after the order of nature. This worship is one of giving and of offering treasures by the Spirit and truth, not withholding back that which we did not by our own strength invent or accumulate. It is one of presenting our lives as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable worship. This worship is one where in the presence of God, love is expressed, obedience is displayed, treasures are presented, sacrifices are offered, self is humbled, and faith is exercised. So when we say worshippers cry, we say worshippers have come to express their inherent genes to love, to hope, to humble themselves to God without any reservations, knowing fully well that without Him they are nothing, and in Him they live, they move, and have their beings. To have faith, to obey, to sacrifice, to give, to cry, to worship. Worshippers cry.
Worshippers cry. Worshippers cry.